Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. It's hard to believe it's been almost 5 years since I've interviewed our next guest, but author and musician Russell Blake has definitely been busy over that time, not only, of course, sharing his gift of music, but also being able to share his thoughts about the world and inspire others along the way. We're going to talk to Russell not only about the music, but also what it's been like for him to see the way that people literally around the world are responding to it. You all are going to actually hear a single called Walk the Talk a little bit later, and we'll be telling you how you can get the music for yourself. But Russell, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Cyrus, man, it's been 5 years. I can't believe it. Wow.
I know.
Voice, man. Thank you so much for re-inviting me back on the show.
Hey, man, glad to do it. You know, and I should say, you know, it has been, you know, almost 5 years since you've been on the show, but we've been definitely staying connected through social media, so there has been that interaction, which I guess is why it hasn't felt like it's been that long. But, you know, the great thing about you, Russell, and we can kind of begin the conversation here, is that you have definitely, as I said, you've been busy. When we first talked, it was about your book, actually. It had nothing to do with the music. It was about your book, Proverbs 31, The Virtuous Black Woman. But I've gotten to keep up with you through social media as you've been sharing the music. I mean, what has it been like for you, Russell? Have you been able to see the way that your music is speaking to people?
Well, I'm very grateful, you know, Cyrus, when we are given these gifts, when we are blessed with these gifts, which I call our anointing, that in sharing them, that they have resonated with people of all walks of life, of all age groups, of all religions. I've been contacted by people as far away as Saudi Arabia and as near as, you know, D.C., and so it's a very good feeling of fulfillment knowing that my purpose and sharing this anointing that I have been given is resonating with people. So I'm just very grateful, very grateful.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that is the great thing. I went back, as I told you before we went live here, Russell, I went back and listened to that first conversation back in September 2010, and the thing that struck me was that book was all about, you know, about empowering and encouraging.
Right.
Has that just always been who you are, to use whatever platform you had to be able to lift people up?
Yeah, as far as I can remember, excuse me, that's just always been something that's been inborn in me. And I came from Brownsville, Brooklyn. I was raised in Brooklyn, born and raised. And although my family's from Panama, when I was coming up in Brooklyn, I saw a great deal of adversity, because it was during the time of the Civil Rights era, and there were riots, there were uprisings, and there were tanks on the corner, and I saw a great deal of people who were suffering. So from an early age, I've always wanted to lift people up and to support them and encourage them. So it's something that's second nature to me, and I'm just grateful if I can make an impact on people's lives.
So I want to talk about the gift for a moment, Russell, because there's somebody, I think, that needs to know this, because I think we all, I know we all have them. I think it's just really up to us to believe enough, you know, in the gift that's been given to us. When did it first become real to you that you had been given something that was meant to be shared?
Well, Cyrus, I guess I could ask you the same question, given how much of an impact you have made on people's lives, you know. When did it become real to me was the question.
Right.
Well, as a professional, one can say, well, when I got paid. But in all honesty, when I was able to see that by doing some playing, by playing music, for example, how people would just smile and how it would bring people out of a depression, you know, and there were times where after doing a concert, people would come up to me and tell me that they were actually feeling suicidal that day. They were so depressed, and they decided to come and hear some music, and the music had such a therapeutic impact on them that it changed their lives, it changed their outlook, it changed their self-perception. So they came up just to shake my hand, and when you get that type of response from something that you love to do, it's a symbiotic relationship right there. It's something that's empowering to each other. So I think that that's even more tangible than obviously money or any type of compensation that you get, because impacting people's lives are the whole reason of why we were given these gifts in the first place.
Right.
To heal people.
Exactly. That is so true. It's definitely not about us. You're exactly right about that, Russell. And I think the sooner we all realize that, I think the better off we will all be. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back to our program Russell Blake. He's not only an author and musician, but an individual who's been able to share his love of life literally with the world and seen the way that it's responding, of course, with other people. So, and I should say, not just through music, because even though, you know, we haven't discussed another book together, you continue to inspire people using social media. What has that platform been like for you, Russell, to be able to encourage people and inspire people, you know, through your words that way?
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity. It's something that is given to this generation that previous generations did not have. Unless they went on the radio or unless they went on TV, they were not able to address a wide, you know, demographic of people. And in one shot. But with social media, we're able to do that to actually impact tens of thousands of people every day, each and every day. So it's a tool that we really need to be very thoughtful about and not to waste in terms of doing things that are very superficial or things of vanity. There's nothing wrong with having a little fun, but this is an opportunity where you can truly express who you are. And if your nature is one of supporting people, wanting to impact change, what is that old saying? Be the change that you want to see in the world. Social media gives you that opportunity to do that. So I'm very grateful for it. It's just been very difficult with all the projects that I have going on simultaneously for me to also try to, you know, do the marketing aspect of it as well. But, hey, it's all good, and I'm just grateful to have it as a tool to express my work.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that's the other thing is that's how this conversation came about. I've reached out to you on Facebook. And and said, hey, you know, would you like to come back on? And in fact, it was for two reasons. One, I wanted us to have another conversation, but two, because of the new show that I'm hosting here in my home state of Mississippi, wanted you to be a part of that, the new inspirational jazz segment that we're doing there. So, you know, and so it's great to be able to, you know, to have that platform to be able to do that. So, you know, I think that's a great segue, Russell, to the single Walk the Talk. I mean, what can you tell us about this song? How did this song come about?
Came about as a result of witnessing so many people being depressed as a result of a lack of leadership in their lives. I've run into so many people recently who have been very hurt and disappointed in, say, religious leadership and church leadership. People have been disappointed in family leadership. Obviously, politicians have let a lot of people down. And even as recent as yesterday, I did a performance at a hospital, and I was speaking with some of the terminally ill patients there, and they were telling me how their own family members have not even come to visit them. And that's a failure of leadership. So Walk the Talk came about as a result of we listen to so many people who are speaking the words of integrity, who are trying to express in a way that you would think very highly of them, but they're not walking in the form of their words. They're not walking in the expression of their words. So, you know, it is better for us to do these things in deeds, not just in words. So it hit me, and I just sat down at the piano, and one thing led to the other. And I said, you know what, we really need to not talk the talk, but we really need to walk the talk. And that's how it came about.
Well, short, sweet, and to the point. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Russell Blake with Walk the Talk. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Russell right after this. Stay with us. There you have Russell Blake with Walk the Talk right here on Conversations Live. We've been actually speaking with Russell today, talking with him not only about the gift of music, but what it's been like for him to share that. You know, Russell, one of the things that we mentioned, social media, and that is one of the ways, as I said earlier, that you've been able to share, but it's also one of the ways that you've been able to hear back. There, you know, I know recently a woman said that you are a gift from God, is how she talked about you and how much she enjoys your post. You give so much of yourself. You're always, you know, there to be able to help others. What is it that you kind of go to refresh and to refill?
Well, what renews and reinvigorates and reignites my purpose to share the gifts that God has given to me is that, you know, life is very short. The brevity of life is upon us, and we never know what tomorrow may bring. And there's going to come a time when we have to go back before God, and we're going to have to explain, what did we do with all of the gifts and the talents that he had given to us? Did we share them with the world? Did we share them to expand the body of Christ? Did we share them for the healing and the therapeutic knowledge of people? Or did we hide them? Did we bury them in the earth because of insecurity, because of fears? So my main motivation is to always remember that I'm going to have to go before God again. And when that time comes, I want to be an empty vessel. I just want to be empty of all the gifts that he has given to me and that I share them with the world to the best of my ability. I don't want to have to stand there before God and say, well, you know, you gave me 10 gifts and I only used 9. And the only reason I didn't use the last one is because I was so scared. I didn't think that it was going to be right, et cetera, et cetera. No. If God has given you a multitude of gifts, no matter what they are, use the imagination that he has given to you. Sit down, study, research, analyze, do everything necessary. People have the internet right at the tip of their fingers to find out everything that they would need in order to bring their gifts and their talents and their anointings to fruition. So there is no excuse anymore. There is no excuse. So accountability is so very important. And speaking of accountability, for the last 5 years, I've watched you grow, Mr. Cyrus Webb. So I need to be interviewing you. Man, I want to congratulate you for all that you have been doing. I said, look at Cyrus. Praise God.
Well, you know what?
No, that's it.
Well, look, I appreciate you saying that. It has definitely been a journey, and it's been a great one. It's been great watching you, staying connected with you, and, you know, and I couldn't do what I do if it wasn't for great people like you and the supporters out there, so I definitely thank them. Again, everyone, Russell Blake is our guest today. Been talking to him not only about the journey to where he is today, but also where he continues to go and how he's been able to inspire people along the way. So they heard the single here, Walk the Talk, Russell. I mean,
yes. How
can they support the music and stay connected with you?
Well, the best way to do that is through social media. They can find me on Facebook, Russell with 1L Blake. You can find me on my website, russellblake.net, Russell again with 1L. On Twitter, I am RussellBlake7. So please, anybody under the sound of my voice, feel free to reach out to me. And there will be a new CD coming out in June. I leave tomorrow, as a matter of fact, for a short tour of Europe. I leave for Spain, France, Italy, Greece, and Turkey. And I will be back after about 2.5 weeks touring Europe, and the CD will be out in June. A new book coming out this fall, Real Men Don't Hit Women, 12 Principles of Effective Change Against Intimate Partner Violence. The Proverbs 31 series, a new book will be coming out as well. So please, anybody under the sound of my voice who wishes to reach out to me, do so through social media. Of course, you can contact my man Cyrus Webb. He'll get a message.
That's right, and I can honestly say he responds to every message because he responded to mine, and that's how we're able to talk to him today. Russell, man,
Amen.
Congratulations again to you on everything, and thank you so much for the time today. And look, safe travels to you, and we're looking forward to reconnecting with you when the new music comes out.
Thanks so much again for the reinvitation, Cyrus. Continued success to you, my brother, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, we'll definitely make that happen. Again, everyone, Russell Blake has been our guest. Make sure you all are staying connected with him. As he said, it's Russell with 1L. Blake is where you guys can find him. We've already tagged him on our pages at facebook.com/CyrusWebb. You guys can find him there. And we also tagged him on Twitter at twitter.com/CyrusWebb. You can find him there, as well as the link to this conversation. In case any of you came in late, missed part of the show, don't worry. You guys can listen to it completely for free thanks to our online friends. And again, the link is available on our social media sites. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.